morning, honourable members. Welcome to the Auditorio Committee on Police. Also welcome to civil society and other players to this meeting. As indicated previously, we will today focus on the 201, Rule 201 inquiry set aside this morning and also part of next week with regard to that. Maybe before we start, I just want to make a few comments about recent events on the campuses of the country the last few days. I think we all have seen the protests around the country, and I think it's critical that all role players should at all times adhere to the legal requirements and the law. I think it's incumbent on all the role players, vice chancellors, student leadership, and the necessary authorities to ensure that the atmosphere that's created is conducive for democratic debate. It's also quite important from the police perspective that police intervention is really only done when it is really required. We don't think the police should play the role of campus police or private security. So I think it's quite important in terms of command and control that the relevant prescripts are taken on board. We also believe that there should be sufficient discussions between the various authorities to ensure that there is a conducive atmosphere for free and open debate as well as protest. And we also believe that the police management should ensure at all times that there is no incidents of police misconduct or police brutality, that the right of protest should be respected at all times, but we also believe that there should be an effort from all of us to ensure that there is relative power on the campuses. That is quite important. So just a few comments from our side. Right, let us then start with business of the day. As indicated, honourable members, we are going to go through all the documents today. The facts were made available. I'm just going to again refer to the relevant documents. We also today made available two documents. The one document is a letter that we received from the Gauteng Provincial Commissioner on the 7th of the 9th, 2015. Members will also see that in terms of the first electronic transcript of our own meeting, there are certain statements made by that provincial commissioner, so that just go through that, so we'll come to that. And then, also quite importantly, there was a statement issued by the police. And there's a report taken from News 24 earlier, but we also need to get the original statement from the secretariat and a statement that was issued at that time by the police spokesperson Brigadier Vishnu Naidu regarding the Marikana Commission, where the police indicated that, quite interestingly, the last paragraph there, where they indicated, out of, and that was quite earlier before the meeting at Makuba Square, out of respect for the practices outlined by the President, SAPS management has taken a decision that no public pronouncements about the report, its findings, and the recommendations will be made. So, yeah, so that is the gist of that, but we'll also make available the original statement to members. Members will see in terms of the fact, apart from those traditional documents, it's the statements made by the senior management of the staffs and provincial managers during July and August. Then the process leading up to the issuing of the statements. Then the statements made by the senior management and provincial commissioners during the portfolio committee meetings, as well as other statements made, then the statement issued by Lieutenant General Harley on 13 August, and individual statements issued by senior commissioners in support of the National Commissioner. Now, members will see that in terms of what we need to look at as we go through the material, is to establish and consider whether the relevant officers were truthful with their testimony in presenting the facts leading up to the issuing of said statements. So, in actually, those portfolio committee meetings, we'll first go to those transcripts and then we'll compare it as we go along with those that were made available. Secondly, establish and consider whether the documents and electronic material made available to the committee verify the statements made during said committee meetings. And then very importantly, establish and consider whether the relevant statements were made in compliance with the national instruction on part 6. And then establish and consider whether the relevant conduct by the officers is in line with good governance principles. Then establish and consider whether the relevant conduct bridges the merit and discredit assess. And then establish and consider whether this statement was aimed at influencing the process by the President in response to the recommendations of the Foreign Commission in relation to the National Police Commissioner. We also made a list there available of relevant documents. I would also ask the Secretariat maybe for next week that we make available a hard copy of the SAPS Act, because there is some of the relevant sections that may become applicable as we go along. And also when we deal with deliberations as well, that we'll have to go into comments and recommendations. So it's important that we've got hard copies available. Then also the other documents is listed here, and then of course transcripts. We've also made available of course the copies of the rule, and then of course the agenda of the said meeting, as well as the extract that is applicable to our proceedings. So once that is more or less what we've got in front of us, I just want to know, is there any member who wants to come in at this stage? Can we immediately go to the documents? The first document we'll go to look at is the meeting of the Portfolio Committee that was held on the 12th of August. That's the first document. It is behind the pink divider. introduction of members. 7 as well. 8. Now, question 9 goes into our deliberations in terms of the statement on the Mikana report. Just a statement that was issued by the committee, page 9. Page 10 is also just a continuation of that. And then page 11 refers to the statement that we've issued, or our response to the statement issued by Lieutenant General Mahale. And 13 is also a continuation. By 14 and 15 is then the discussion on who issued the statement by Lieutenant General Mahale. Yes, Molobachi.
When you say anything, but specifically are you referring to a particular part to discuss, or what are you...
Yeah, anything you want to raise in terms of
the content.
Anything you want to raise, Honourable Bailey.
Thank you, Chairperson, and apologies for my late arrival. I was taking the call outside. I think just in terms of page 15, the opening remarks by Mr. Mahale, it might be quite relevant to the fact that he says that the request for him to prepare the statements was taken during the Board of Commissioners meeting, because I think there's been subsequent testimony later on during this meeting and the subsequent meetings where, in fact, I recall it was General Bekela, if I'm not mistaken, who gave the impression that the collective discussion that resulted in the consensus to issue the statements actually happened in an informal setting, I think, during the lunch meeting, and that's why there were no minutes of the meeting that resulted in that decision. So if Mahale is saying that there was a meeting of the BOC, where during the meeting I was then requested to prepare a statement, that seems to me to be a discrepancy.
Thanks for that input. Other members on the same issue? Yeah, the first issue maybe what we will flag. Remember, in terms of the process, we're going to go page per page. It's cumbersome, I know. Remember, next week we will look at comparisons. We will go to a draft comparison. But it's important of being effective that we go page per page. If there's anything that members want to flag, and also come back to that when we do the comparison. I think, as indicated by Honourable Bell as well, anything that we think is relevant, that we already flag it in terms of our deliberations. Right, we are on page 14. Yeah, I think that the factual issue was, as Honourable Mbele said, whether in terms of the transcripts, there is indeed the indication of the request to prepare statement. Then we go to page 16. everything else on 16. 16 is the invitation of General Mahale of what happened at the PLC meeting. Then page 17. Yes, on the wall.
The unidentified official, that we really know who's official. But 16, 17.
We will just ask him to look at that, Honorable Funeral.
We will look at the pitch. The people who transcribe it don't know that the speakers are. We'll have to physically look at the video recording of who the person was who made that particular statement. Because I'm not sure they said it to do the transcription. But that's the way we received it from the company doing it. Very cheap.
Chairperson, I would suggest that we put names there. Let me look and then put it there. To just say an unidentified official that we put names there. Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's critical. Maybe the unidentified official, I can be wrong, it looks like the Provincial Commission of Gauteng. It looks like that. Even on the PNG minutes, we can maybe look at that, but maybe. But we just have to make sure it's correct. Anything else on 17? Then we go to 18. Yeah, I think that's a material issue, page 18. That's why we also made available this data. And maybe we'll go to that, because that will be an issue for findings and deliberations. Now, members will see that we've asked specifically the Gauteng Provincial Commissioner. He indicated that there was a statement issued by the Gauteng management team, and that statement was, I think, made available to members. Now, it's indicated here, we said that at the top of 18, we presume that the statement of yourself was discussed by the Gauteng management or not. And then General Tiba said it was chairperson. Then I've asked on what date, can we have the minutes? Okay, then Mr. Mtiba said chairperson was not. Then I've asked, can we have the minutes of that meeting where the decision was made? Mr. Mtiba said, I think, Chair, can we provide this committee as soon as possible? Thank you, okay. Now, the letter we received from General Mtiba dated the 7th of the 9th, it indicates, your letter dated 20 August 2015 has bearing on this matter. Kindly be informed that there was no formal meeting in this regard. The discussion was informal, and as a result, no minutes were recorded or taken. So I think that is the first issue that we must flag for discussion, because it's quite clear that there was no formal meeting. So it's all about the process of issuing statements. We'll later go in detail into the standing order, but it's quite clear from this that there was no formal meeting where this statement was put to Gauteng management. Other members? Right, so that's an issue we will then flag for further deliberations. Anything else on Akeem? Page 19. Honorable Ramasakani.
On the page 18, flowing over to page 19, on top of that page, there is still, I think this is an identified official as well, but it looks like it's still the Gauteng commission. There seems to be a statement about that there was no instruction issued from nobody about issuing any statement, which is contradicting the overstroke in the discussion. So if you could flag that as well.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kramer. Absolutely correct, because if we analyze and we come to the Makuba Sloop meeting, it was quite clear that there was, in very strong terms, a call on members to speak up, quote unquote. So we'll come to that. So I think we also then flag this as part of our matters for further deliberations. I find it's Honorable Malabatsi on the same page.
Also include the infringement of the standing order in that regard.
Yeah. Standing order we have flagged, but we'll also go to the standing order as we move on. But please flag it and then we will also go back to that. Yeah, I think maybe in the same paragraph, the last paragraph that speaker, it says there was never an instruction, but the statement was issued based on purely administrative principles of indicating that we need to put to stability. So we must once again also compare that to the text of the Makuba Sloop meeting. Anything else on 19? Can we go to 20? Seems like questions by members, and then also page 21 as well. Then we go to 22. There is what is it?
Yes, Honorable Scribble.
I think on page 20, sorry, I know. The unidentified official again. The questions raised there in the paragraph, I can say from 6 to 20, are specific questions, and we see how the response was on that. So I think that is quite essential, the specific questions. Maybe it will flow with some other questions also asked by the members. But that's why it is important to get an unidentified official.
You've agreed that we will ask the Secretary to make sure that we get the first one. Mr. Grubel, apparently the Secretary indicated that was Jenom Bekela. So maybe we can just write in the Jenom Bekela. Page 20.
Line 6.
Line 6 is. Are you sure?
But that doesn't make sense. So it's a question from one of the members.
We'll give Secretariat time to give, you know, go back. I don't want to now, without verification, indicate names. Thank you. So we're back on page 22. We've got input from General Mahale, General Mahale. Can we go to 23? Okay, how long will I pass it?
The way General Mahale speaks of the mass instruction. Was it a mass instruction? Can somebody help me to refresh my mind?
such, but we'll also ask the secretary just to look at them or pair it with the other ones as well. Three is also statements and questions by members. We go to page 24. I think 24 and 25 is also members. Page 26 is also questions. Page 27 as well. Here we go to 28. Of interaction. Then on page 29, paragraph 15, that is a response from General Macaulay. Again, the question of where did the instruction come from? He says, as I indicated, there was a discussion by the members of the VOC, and from the discussion there was agreement that such a statement should be issued. So the question is, was there such a discussion and did the members agree on such a statement? We shall have a flag. Hello, Robert Foyer.
Following the paragraph 20, it's another paragraph that becomes important. Because earlier on there was a question about accountability and reporting. General Mukhale explaining the roles and where he accounts.
Anything on 30 or 31? Honourable Lopati?
On 15, who is honourable member who is not needed here?
On what page?
On page number 15.
Number 15. Yeah, we also ask the secretary just to look at that. It might be Mr. Mamishek. Remember, he was also in that meeting, so it's possible that the transcription staff couldn't, get his name. But it's the only one that's not reflected yet in the transcript. So we're on page 30 and 31. There's nothing at this stage. Let's go to 32 and 33. It also, I think, comments by members and questions. Then we go to begin on page 35, paragraph 15, the response by Jim Khale. Chair, the National Commissioner did not sign off on the particular statement. So again, you will have to go back to the standing order and look at the reporting lines, also the question of governance that was raised by the other members on page 35. Anything else on 34, 35? Then we go to 36. So questions by honourable members, as well as 38, and then we go to General Makela's response. That's a material issue, page 39, honourable members. This is now testimony by Jim McKayle, Deputy National Commissioner. She says in paragraph 5 to 10, the National Commissioner was not a participant in the discussions that were discussing around the issue of the immediate issue of the statement, and I do. So if we can flag that as well. We will also see later, lower down on the page, the chairperson asks, now he's telling the members, you before Parliament and you ask for the minutes of that meeting, you're saying that the National Commissioner was not part of the discussion at all about anything regarding to the statute. Are you saying that? Are you saying that? Chairperson, the National Commissioner didn't even issue the instruction. Discussion on this?
It's a very material point, and it links to the testimony from Mr. Mahale about the fact that there was no sign-off, because it speaks to organizational management and kind of adherence and compliance with procedures within the organization. Again, it's about the professionalism of the management processes. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's page 39, we go to page 40. Would that be relevant? Let me also flag that. Page 40-41, furthermore, is input by members. So we can go to page 42. Honourable Molabati.
And 20 also. Where she just decided to say she's not sure that the statement was captured in the meeting.
Page 42 and 43. material on page 47 from General Sartori. Doesn't look like it. It's just an explanation of the aim and function of the BSC and the MMC. Can we go to 48?
I think on page 48 it was in lines between 5 and 10. A specific part that he said I'm conflicted. If you read the others, the context was selectively made there. So I think we should have that.
Well, I think the quotation, he quoted from the transcript, but it only reflected that one sentence from the side of the National Commission.
It is called earlier on in the transcripts, but I think lines 1 and 2 by General Sithole, that the subject under discussion came in as part of the additional matters, which again suggests that it was part of the formal proceedings of the meeting. And we just need to check that against other documentation, other testimony, which made it sound like it was an informal discussion, the discussion that resulted in the decision to issue the statements was outside the formal meeting.
I don't want to pretty jump, but it's interesting if colleagues look at the agenda of the Board of Commissioners in the front of the back on page 3. 5.4, Foreign Commission Report, and it's under the name of the National Commissioner and General Mawela. So it was indeed part of the formal agenda of that specific meeting. So it was not only just a side issue that came in under other issues. If you look at the agenda, Board of Commissioners, page 3, 5.4, Foreign Commission Report. So we'll flag that as well. Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Right, we are on page 48 and 49. As far as the discussion. I think page 49 as well, that we get the indication of she's conflicted, but we don't get the rest of the information or the rest of the discussion that is really material. So again, I think it's selected if you look at the total picture. Honourable Mulabasi.
But again, while she says she was conflicted, she still coerced them to say why do they hide under the tables, you know.
Members, on the level of account.
No, that's this statement here is telling, because if you look at the BOC, she did not recuse herself when this item was discussed. She continued to chair the meeting. She led the intro that particular subject with lots of energy and venom and anger. That she was conflicted. But in this one, the statement says conflicted, therefore not participating. It's actually not, it's very being economical with the truth.
That's who you are, to be your government. I will flag that as well. Thank you, Honourable Matakwani. We are page 49. We can go to page 50 and 51. bottom of page 50, certified explanation by General Storley. Continues on page 51. Anything else on 50, 51, colleagues? Yeah, I think we must maybe just also page 51 thing. So the secretary, the permanent secretary of the VC, took the minutes. Now, colleagues will know that we gave a copy of that minutes to extract. It's part of the pack, the one pager, and it sums up the discussion on Carla. So I think we must just, when we go to that, you know, remember that, that part. Then we go to 52 and 53. Is there anything on 52, 53 that needs flagging? Honourable Rantakwane.
The General Zutola's statement on, I think, on from the 12 right up to 15 speaks about how do they regard the committee. I think this is important that we need to flag this, and then later when we have a discussion, then we need to test, put a test to this particular statement.
You will flag that, and also the host, you
want? No, I just wanted to say that it's correct, Jeffers, because, I mean, if there was deliberate misleading or something, then this paragraph was specific, say, 11, 12 to 20. It was said that it was not the intention, so if, but otherwise, then he allowed it.
Thank you, members. 52, 53. Can we go to 54, 55?
So I'm just going to take us back page 253. It's more a question for clarity because I don't seem to remember what this is about, and the page before isn't clear. The line 1 on page 53, when General Sitwale says, no, this was a decision of the courts. I'm not quite sure what decision she's referring to and it's a court decision. I can't pick out what he's referring to in his previous remarks in relation to that. Can the Secretariat perhaps just clarify, because it just seems of place in the context of the discussion.
Thank you for that little arrangement. Thank you. We're back to page 54 and 55.
Okay.
Honourable
Price. Before lines 16 to 19, it's a further confirmation of General Sitore, and I think we should flag that again.
Thank you. important line five. The University College speaking in essays, in terms of strategic direction and mandate, but when we realize it escalates to the political level, we will ask the National Commissioner to talk to the Minister, and then the Minister would work together with the National Commission. Now we have the testimony that from the Deputy Minister that there was no liaison on this specific statement with the Ministry and the Deputy Ministry. So on the one hand, there's a confirmation of the protocol, but the protocol wasn't followed. 56, 57, anything else? Anything else on 56, 57? It is General Masimbula's Honourable Bolabachi.
Again, number 5. Where she was. She was actually trying to confirm the issue of the statements of intended to actually ensure that we correct the misinformation that is out there. That's not the intention, but this is what she says.
That's quite important to flag that, and on all of our sake. 57, let's go to the college if there's nothing else there, 58 and 59.
I think it may be relevant from page 57 going into 58 to flag the statement by Mr. Masimola that there was a general discussion on the day 2, which we already saw in the agenda related to the Parliament Commission. And then so forth, I'm going to have to leave for a bit. On my arrival back, I find the topic being addressed. Everybody was there in the meeting. So that's a very clear framing and location of the discussion within the agenda and the formal meeting.
Yeah, it's quite critical because remember the kind of argument was that it was an informal discussion during lunch. Where was this decision taken? So we've now got confirmation actually from that. Well, on site value, we must still evaluate it, but I mean that it was discussed in the committee. Is that what you are saying, Honourable? Other members, Honourable Protocol?
Chair, on 58, on 10, I think it's still General Masimola who indicates the purpose of the statement. And it's couched as a statement that was intended to address the members, but not necessarily to deal with the process. But in terms of two pager and what we have seen, it is not necessarily the members are not in the equation. The equation is members, the senior men are not speaking up. They're running scared, they're under the table, which is a contrary to what has been said here. So I think there is a need to flag this 10 as well.
No, I agree, because the narrative in terms of the Makubas transcript was it all had to do because the members were silent, the management, and not about the instability on the ground. That was no, well, we'll have to go to that transcript. On Mumbai, and then on Mabija. On Mabija.
Thank you, Chairperson. Back to page 57, where General Masimola was speaking, he indicated that it was a regular meeting of Board of Commissioners, which rotates amongst the provinces. So this time it was in Limpopo. In Limpopo, meaning in Makwastuf. So according to their scheduled meetings, there was no Board of Commissioners in July. They had indicated it's a national management forum. And the reason of us to have documents indicating scheduled meetings, we wanted to ensure or to ascertain that there was indeed a BOC. So the BOC was never existed, unless if BOC and MMS means the same thing, then I can agree. If they don't mean the same thing, I don't think we need to say this meeting that was in Makuba Slough was scheduled, according to my understanding. Because in this paper, there are BOC meetings scheduled, but in July, there's no BOC. So just there, I should think it's like we are discussing a wrong meeting.
I think that is a significant finding by Honorable Ben, because if we go through the agenda or the agenda minutes that we received, it's quite interesting. It says agenda Board of Commissioners, and then it becomes Board of Commissioners Forum. But I mean, we ask also the Secretary to look into it. But then, of course, you'll see if you go through the agenda, there are also financial reports, other issues that really relate to the National Forum. So what you're actually saying is that there was no scheduled BOC in terms of this. Related to the fact that, and we'll ask the Secretariat also to look into that further. Right, we're on page 47. We're on page 58 and 59. I think we also need, on 58, 50, the unidentified official, and we will need the name of that person. Now, 59, and that's quite significant. I don't know about
59, number 5.
Yeah.
It's put there as if it was just a matter that was discussed. It was not in the agenda, whereas it was.
I think that is this, yeah, that is quite significant that there's again a kind of narrative that the matter was not on the agenda. And we already looked at the agenda, it was indeed on the agenda. There's confirmation on that. So we need to now use that unidentified official. Anything else on 58-59, colleagues?
Yes.
Honourable Ramachandani.
Just, I'm sorry to do this, but I just have a glance at the schedules of the planner from Honourable Mavicha here. We probably need to, I don't know how we're going to be able to deal with this, because in a year planner, there are only 4 meetings in a year. The BOC was supposed to be on the 6th and 7th of August. This one that we are talking about as a BOC, the one Mahoba, is supposed to be the National Crime Forum type of thing. Whether that meeting was converted into the BOC is something that we need to establish. Because in terms of the schedule for meeting, that was National Crime Forum, not necessarily BOC, which also compounded a little bit of issues.
I think the point made by Norma Bija, you know, is an issue that we should really pursue. I don't want to comment on that yet, but I think we will need to get the facts. Was it indeed a DOC meeting? Was it indeed a National Management Forum meeting that was converted into BC? We'll have to get that detail. All right, thank you for that. That's 58:59, we're still there. Can we go to page 60, 61?
Chair, I think while it's actually page 60, 61, we can go up to 63 to General Motiba. If you look, for instance, at page 60, line number 17, 16 actually, it was said, I think it's reflected on the media, we had to give advice, and we had to give advice and our action to the subs in general. If you look at what these people have said, that we should get the comparison between why they said that, and they said they had to give leadership and direction. And that links up to the commissioner's words, where it said, but you're silent, a deafening silence. I don't hear anything from you. Where I see that instigating to take a leading role. And this actually, if you look at all of them, it is actually confirmation. That is why they said that they supported the statement.
Thank you.
Specialist is the chairperson, but specifically at General Motiba, where he said that statements that were issued were reactive. What does he mean by reactive? You understand what I mean? Thank you.
tribe, that is quite telling, of the Gauteng Commissioner. I want to emphasize that the statements that we issued were reactive, were not proactive statements. Now we'll have to go through the text as well in the Makhubas Web meeting and test it, whether that is indeed correct. Of that single line, I am conflicted. That's repeated again by the Housing Commissioner without reference to any other content of Makhubas Loof. Anything else on 63? On the room, really?
So it's still on 63 lines. What's that? That lines 8, sorry, 7 to 9. And I'm not sure if it's reflective of the discussion itself having been kind of all over the place and covering different issues, but the indication from General Motiva is that the statements, as it says, the statements were about reacting to media reports about mutiny, breaking of ranks, and that's why the statement said that they are fully kind. The National Commissioner. But another strong narrative that came through from, I think, two previous generals was that it was around addressing low morale on the ground, and in particular, what was that statement? It was a statement about officers being, police being reluctant to take action on the ground. So, I mean, those are two different alleged sentiments within the service. That on the one hand is mutiny, breaking of ranks, perhaps a loss of confidence in the National Commissioner. But on the other hand, we're hearing that the members are actually low morale and reluctance to act. Both may be true. Maybe the discussion covered both. But it just seems it's not clear what the provincial commissioners were seeing as the main challenge that supposedly they were trying to address through the statements, and in particular by making the statements about a show of support for the National Commissioner.
We'll flag that as well. Any others on this page, Honourable Zakani?
I'm going to say on that, but on line, I think on line 15, on 63, this is now General Motiva from Gauteng. He makes the point that as the board of commissioner, they engage with Mokhala to say what the statement should say and should be on the things that they discuss, but the board of commissioner is an inclusive structure that includes the national commissioner. It is not a board without the national commissioner being part of it. So the national commissioner therefore was central in that particular process and the participation. Now, which I don't understand, I'm conflicted what that means. It refers to who? Because the statement is just a quotation that apparently everything is true. Whether it's quoting what was said by the National Commissioner before, or earlier, or during the discussion, we still don't know. With the reference of conflicted what it means. But the point I'm making is that on line 16, that's where the Commissioner confirms that this was actually a board of commissioners. You'll see which is inclusive of the conflicted person, if that person is referenced to the commissioner. So I think we need to look at that at the same time.
Before that, Honourable Mullah will decide that. Honourable Mullah Bachi.
Thank you. 315. At what point do we open the tone that was used by the Honourable Chief?
That is subjective. It's a goal. But I mean, we will look at the total context and then come up with our recommendations. But it's difficult, you know, to make up the tone, overall assessment. But I mean, I think in terms of the text, it's quite clear what you think.
Maybe let's confirm this. On 14, Jonas Tolle said that basically attribute the conflicted story to the National Commission. So the whole conflicted and conflicted is the National Commission's reference National Commissioner here. I think we can make that determination by that statement made by the General's talk. And if it is so, that she was so conflicted and not wanting to participate and influence this decision in one way or the other, then she shouldn't have been anywhere close to Mahovastat at all. Or in fact decided over the meeting. But that's the conclusion that we'll come to at some stage. But I'm just using the analogy of the statement here. That the whole thing is a well-rehearsed soapy on the stage.
No, I think the issue of the recusal, in terms of good governance principles, we will have to deal with when we come next week to deliberations, because the principle of good governance is if you've got the specific interest, you should withdraw from that meeting or recuse yourself. You can't be part of that specific interaction. That is good governance principles, whether in the private or public sector. But we will deal with that when we come to, findings and so on. 63, anything else? Colleagues? Then we go to 64, 65. I think it's input from members. Anything on 70-71 for this discussion? 72-73 is also that's where we've got confirmation from the Deputy Minister that the statement is problematic for the timing. 74 is a continuation of that in 75.
On
on 72.5.
72.5?
Yes, they still want to confirm that this was not part of the agenda. But don't give us.
Sorry, Jim. Maybe I've missed it now, but line 20 to 24. Actually, is further confirmation from the deputy minister that said that they didn't receive any communication from, because he says there, I have spoken to the management that maybe we should improve on the communication, because really it is true that if this statement was taken to us before it was released, we would have corrected some of those rights. She actually confirmed that they didn't receive the statement before the time. Thank you for that. We will confirm that. We'll flag that. Then we're on 74-75. Confirmation from General Sitoli that they respect the direction of the committee, and the next day we had it at the state. So we must just also flag that.
confirm the unidentified official from which provincial commissioner was those two on the 81, they on 4 and as well as 11.
Thank you.
Can we go to IG2, IG3?
On 82, just before 5, there's that unidentified official, okay?
The rest of the transcript deals with the DVA presentation, and I don't think it's really relevant for this proceedings. Anything else in this transcript? But I think members, we've done a very detailed work, and in looking at going through it, we're sure that we move. Now we go to the meeting that was held on the 18th of August. The follow-up. Yeah, that is with General Lucia. I just want to get to the page. Remember, that was the meeting where we we interacted regarding the statement that was issued. I'll just get to the page. That's the meeting of the 18th of August. Page 89. So we start on page 89 for purposes. Welcome the Honourable Ramatlakane back to the committee. Can we accept that? Do members got those copies? Everybody's got a copy. I don't want to start with everybody's got a copy. Or before you don't forget one. If the secretary can just ensure it's Mr. Lobby, let me just ensure that members got that copy. So if you can share maybe with members who's got a copy. Before we get to that section, that was the statement that was then issued by General Mahale. Subsequent to the interaction between the State Police Service Board of Commissioners and the Portfolio Committee on Police on 12 August 2015, the Board of Commissioners wished to correct the misconceptions created following the statement issued on 1 August 2015. The Board distanced itself from the allegations of mutiny within the ranks of the State Police Service that have been widely covered in the media. The purpose of the statement was to refute such allegations. Nonetheless, the committee was of the view that the statement had unintended consequences in that it created the impression that the board was preempting the process that the president has initiated following the re-release of the Marikana Commission's report. The statement was never intended to undermine any processes which are currently taking place within the SATs. The Board of Commissioners respect such process. To that extent, the BOC regrets the unintended consequences of the statement issued. The BOC would like to engage further on the matter as we believe there is information which the BOC was unable to share. The board will continue to respect all processes and continue to lead the organization in a professional manner and ensure that the communities are safe and secure. Furthermore, the statement issued therefore was never intended to cause any harm to the organization and the community. Hence, all the provincial commissioners apologized during the session with the portfolio committee for the misconceptions that were created as partially summarized by the Deputy Minister of Police, that the board should have issued a short statement to distance itself from the mutiny and other evil levels against the organization. The Board of Commissioners are once again reiterated that it shall continue to lead the SAPs and protect our communities, and then issued on behalf of the board by Lieutenant General Holland. So that happened just before that meeting, just to, again, as members take note of that statement. So let's then go to the transcript. We go to page 93, where we refer to the fact that there was this statement issued by General Mahari. And remember, then we got the relevant commissioners of the tunnel, whether to indicate whether they stand with the initial apology, or they also now subscribe to the statement by General Mahari. Page 93. Now the general, we must flag that. The general from Gauteng indicates that he supports both the apology as well as the statement that actually conflicts their previous apology. So we'll flag that. That's page 93. Further discussion, deliberations, and findings. 94 and 95 is the next one. Members, Honourable Mamula.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Tilu please tell the Secretariat to check on this unidentified people.
Yeah.
Who was that?
No, the second speaker, because we've got Gautengwe, page 94, is the second commissioner. That commissioner indicates that he stands with the apology in front of the committee. Also, General Mpembe of Free State the same. He's also identified, unidentified speaker that also abides with the retraction, so we need to get that. Yes.
On that line, mention of page 94, the unidentified speaker, that is out there, that they say they agree with their apology and the statements. Because if that's referring to the statements of 30 August by Ms. Mahale, then that's a contradiction in terms. And possibly if it's referring to the statement by General Motiba, that's also an issue because General Motiba indicates that the agreement, sorry, this standing, the apology still stands, but still asserting that the issues of mutiny have to be addressed as per the Gauteng statement. So that's just it's the two don't align.
Yeah, I think in fact by aligning themselves with the statement of General Mahale, that actually nullifies the retraction of the committee. That's actually the effect, if you analyze it correctly. But I mean, I think we must just get the names. I think PMG got the names. That's very efficient. So if we can just maybe get the necessary names from them to ensure that it's reflected in the transcript. On up on page 94. We go to page 95. It's another unidentified speaker. Shalom Masiba. Okay. Then from page 95 onwards is the interaction with General Masiba. So members can look at that from page 95 onwards. Page 97, paragraphs 10 to 25 is material, I think. Because it relates to the issue of the national standing order. The reasons that General indicated was that it was a response to a report in the Sunday Times. But we'll have to look at the National Standing Order. What does it say about issuing statements? So we can flag that. Anything else on 97? Can we go to 98 and 99?
On 99, Jefferson, as you said, to see what the protocols are, because this is confirmed, line 5 to 9. It was within my rights, and I did follow the protocols in terms of, you know, issuing a such statement.
To authorize the issues of corporate governance, because the media statement was also issued to internal and external clients. We can track 99 as a whole. Thank you. Then we go to 100. The same applies to page 100, to evaluate whether it complies with the standing order. And yes, Honourable Molibati.
Especially 15. Hey, especially 15, sir.
Get that, got that. Honourable Mbele.
See, I think line 10 and 11 will become material in looking at the transcript of the Mahuba Kloof meeting, because it echoes the language and the sentiments of the National Commissioner around issues of keeping quiet. You know, he said, the testimony is, I said we cannot just keep quiet. And as an individual, I cannot keep quiet. So it suggests an element of influence and a narrative, a loud narrative that at the most benign, sort of preoccupying the minds of the provincial commissioners since the October 12th meeting. Yeah.
Secretariat, you've got it. We'll also have to reflect on that. That's page 100. In page 101 is members that interact. I think there's also valid questions that we can look at. Can it be input from members? On 102 and 103? 104? 105? Then we've got again on the 105 at the bottom. Further responses by the general. Now the question is, the general says they communicate their successes. Now if you look at the heading of that statement, is it indeed communicating successes? By saying hands off. Now, it also raises on page 106 from 10 to 15 because the general is not quite sure how that statement was issued, who signed off on it. It also raises again the question of protocol, just to quote. So with this particular statement, Chairperson, the one that issued, I believe it could have been also been signed off by General Khalid, but maybe he has his own reasons as to why he didn't put his signature on that statement. But the statement was seen from my office. So we can also flag that. Then page 17, next page. Anything on page 107? Then we go to page 108. Responses. Item 17. Members, at this stage, we have to take a 15 minutes feedback if he's ready, and after two, we come to come back to the minutes of the 19th of August. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Mr. Sebastian, you could use over 14 by the time.
I have my phone on
I am walking 8 hours that I've got on. Yes. No, I just felt bad because someone asked me a question about the meeting and I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Honourable members, 1 minute. Let's continue with our deliberations. We go now to the minutes of the meeting that was held on 9 August 2015. And we will then... No, that was meeting... Let's see. Later, so reference. So we go to the 28th of August, the last set of minutes in the pack that deals with the presentation of Lieutenant General Mahale. Yeah, the 28th of August. And that document is a 59-page document. Right, so let's start on page 1. Hold on, Bear, yes. Yes.
Which day is it on? 28th August.
28th of August.
So I didn't check it.
Yeah, it's the one at the back. This one. It's actually the Lieutenant General Mahale. One is just an intro of that meeting. He goes to page 2. Yeah, page 2 and 3 is input from the members. And then also I think page 4 and 5 is continuation. Six and seven as well. Eight and nine is also input from members on the specific meeting. Same applies to 10 and 11. And then on page 13, the response from General Mahale starts. So. We will then look at that in detail from page 13 onwards, from page, line 18. Anything on 13? Can we go to 14? Members will recall that this relates to that second statement that we've read just before the tea break, and then the explanation was given on how that process unfolded. So we're on page 14.
In particular, because we've just reviewed the transcripts from the committee meetings, is line 17, where Mr. Mahale says, "My understanding was that they, referring to the BOD, understood that it was a requirement of the portfolio committee for them to issue a statement of some kind." There's absolutely no indication in any statements by you as the chairperson or any of the members for a statement. But it was quite clear at the end of the interaction what the four requirements were. We kept two apologies, undertaking for no repeats to happen. So I think that is to be flagged as where does that come from? That's essentially a fabrication.
No, that's very serious, so we're going to flag that, definitely. 18 to 20, honorable attention at. then page 15, we'll have, also have to reflect that the Provincial Commission of the Free State was, he was not happy with it, and all the other commissioners was on board with that statement. So I think that's material, just to reflect that as well. Anything else on 15?
Information which from Ken about VOC meetings and which has VOC meetings.
It's right there.
Yeah, as well as line 14, very important. Well, actually, you can go back to 12. Where you ask, is she part of that process in discussing this thing? It's quite clear, yes, she was.
I think I think there couldn't be any uncertainty from the National Commissioner's side what was the exact direction from the committee, what we required. I think as the Downing Officer, she should have been aware of what was the directive. So she was chairing that meeting with a clear directive. And then we saw the statement that came out of that. General also has to then refer when we go through that to the standing order in terms of the process and signs off on that statement at the end. Because the other issue is in terms of the standing order, we'll go that the responsibility for those statements rests with the national spokesperson. Now in that narrative he refers us to the individual members of the BSC. Now, in terms of good governance, understanding order, is that appropriate for a member of the national department's management team to give us that response? So that's also an issue you all have to reflect on. Mm-hmm. 16, anything else? Let's go to 17. Questions for honourable members. Page 18. It's also part of the members' narrative. Page 19 is also members posing questions and input. And then on page 21, we again have the responses from General Mahali.
To have him into the collective.
he did not have gone already.
On 22, on top of the page, on I think it's about 2. This is General Khaled, who confirms here again that for the statement we issued, he had to make contact with the rest of the crazy there. But of interest to me is that the National Commission was also in contact about that. So this whole thing about not being hard conflicted, in a way, come back and be confirmed, but central to that, she had to say the last words on it, that statement should be issued on that, on the, on that page, you land for them.
Well, that is material. So the National Commission was part of the discussion, even with knowledge that there was a clear directive from the portfolio committee. And the accounting officer had the clear opportunity to ensure that there was some given precedence to the request from the portfolio committee. And it didn't happen. It's quite clear from General Makhari's input there. Also, it is a quite fascinating scene that is described there, that nobody takes responsibility for actually writing the draft. So, again, the issue of in a BSC or national management, of course, that responsibility should be that of the national spokesperson, but nobody wants to take responsibility for that, not even the national spokesperson, according to that transcript.
Yeah, on, still on 22, on the 20th, further down on 20, he speaks of 100% of members to be comfortable, and he's not mentioning the one who was not comfortable. He wants to make them one thing, whatever they were not.
On facts,
line 5, right up to 10 and 11, the Imam Salah confirms the who were all in the drafting of the statement. So you see, we start with the next of course, about 8 commissioners in the that were in the process of drafting that particular statement. I think it's an important paragraph. The first time here is supposed to say the names of people who were in that book.
Thank you. We'll check as well. Never got that emails of confirmation. Never. From the police, never. So we also like that in our report. Anything on 27? It's just a repeat, I think, of previous confirmations.
On 27, on 5, General Khaled seems to suggest that the concern that I think is that this state should be discussed with the OC, but somewhere it indicated that there was no FLVAC, it was informal. It was informal interaction, people were going in and out. This, I think, another issue for us to look at.
Thank you for that, members. The rest of page 27 is just members' input on that meeting. Same with 3031. Then we've got a continuation of his input on page 32 in the middle. Page 32 in the middle. Yes, honourable member.
So can I just ask a general question? I'm not sure if the secretary has it on hand, because the printout of the statements doesn't indicate. Do you know what time on 13th this second statement was issued?
We will just be able to get that. If I remember correctly, it was that discussion took place after that portfolio committee meeting in the afternoon. So I presume early evening, but I mean, let's keep secretariat to give us exact time.
Yeah, no, because I'm just, as I'm just sort of jumping back and forth between pages, there's a time frame confusion that I'm not sure if I'm getting right as to exactly when this discussion happened following the committee meeting and then the two expressions of discomfort by general by SMS and by email. If the statements had gone out before one or both of them.
I think that's a vital point on what Peter raised, because I think for next week's purposes, when we go to the draft, that the secretariat maybe we've got a timeline path, maybe a section dealing with a timeline to indicate, since you know Mahuba Shiyot and all the interactions, all the meetings, I think that's quite vital that we do that as well. We lost the secretary to get us the time like this. So we're on page 32 in the middle.
Document in
terms of the minutes. There is a formal secretary for DRC, Brigadier. Now, it seems from this notes that at this specific DRC meeting, somebody else was taking the minutes. Who was just taking it? Go to 42. Interesting. Sorry, hold on.
Page 42. When General Mahale, he said to us, the only General Mpembe who phoned him and said he was uncomfortable. But in line number 11, he is telling us about General Stole, who sent him an SMS and saying, was comfortable, and then after his equation, but the only mention then they didn't mention is Stolen.
Honourable Mabuja?
She partly covered me because a subsequent question is not precisely stated what it was. So it means it has got a lot that Makari do not want to be revealed here. That's my concern. Thank you.
About the pressure of issuing a statement, the second statement. And then he said he was under no pressure to issue the statement. He just did what he had to do. But we now know with the meeting of Mahale's group that there was a considerable amount of pressure and really from the National Commissioner about something that must be said. Now, this statement, I think we need to test it, have it, because we need to look at it in the context of what happened in Mahale's group as well.
I'm not what he's doing.
Because what is quite interesting, going back to 42, the presumption in the Secretariat must just check that, that the Board of Commissioners consists of the provincial commissioners. Now we say, we see also that two of the DNC signed off, but the third DNC didn't sign off on it. So that is quite interesting. Only two of the three was actually supporting the statement. That also is the same in Mahuba's Kloof. Remember, in Mahuba's Kloof, only two of the DNC signed off. Now we've got, on 42, General Mahai speaking of the meeting, the second statement is again the same two DNCs. And again, the other DNC didn't sign off. So we must just note that.
Attached to that, the timeline that I've been trying to piece together stretches across from page 20, around page 27 to page 42. One thing that does seem quite apparent is that Ms. Mahale was aware of General Mpemba's discomfort with the statements at the time that it was issued. At that stage, it seems this had only been expressed by SMS because it was still on the 12th. And the email confirmation of that discomfort actually happened on the 13th. But the point is, the statement was issued while Mr. Mahale was aware of General Mpemba's discomfort with it. So that undermines the notion of this collective consensus decision. And I think one needs to flag and interrogate that, because if Mr. how was it that he was able to issue a statement on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, supposedly as a collective consensus position, knowing that one of the provincial commissioners was not happy with the statements? Did he have the go ahead or the green lights from his principal to override that one objection and go ahead with it?
One other material issue we must also consider, colleagues, is that remember the Mahuba's Kloof meeting took place. That statement, the first statement, was only issued 14 days later, the same evening when the National Commissioner gave a presentation to the President of the Republic. Now, if you look at the attendance list of Mahuba's Kloof, it was not only restricted to the 9 commissioners, there was also a vast array of other division commissioners at that meeting, as well as the other DNC. But the other division commissioners didn't sign that statement. So it's quite clear the observation could be made, but they understood that such a statement would have been overstepping that line, because you have got the two DNCs and the acting head of crime intelligence who signed that statement. But all the other senior divisional commissioners, experienced police persons, on a part of that statement. And I think that is significant. Significant.
Very, very important. In addition to that, the VOC exclude some of those people that were in the meeting. Probably take us to confirming that meeting, the Mahuba's Kloof, was actually not a VOC meeting. That is why you had all those other people in the meeting, including the division or the person, not supposed to be there in terms of VOC. It is just to give it legitimacy, this meeting had to be called VOC, to try and look for legitimacy in terms of how the structure is constituted.
Other members on the picture?
You know, this is very pathetic to get such things from the people we trust that they are real and they are working for the justice of South Africa, protecting them so that they can walk freely in the streets of South Africa. because all of this we are getting now, as we are now going page by page, it shows that there's a lot of things that we cannot get deep into. We are only seeing the what we have at the moment. So it's very pathetic and it's very disappointing, and you do not know how we are going to have genuine people protecting South Africans. Because what has transpired here, it shows that really to have trust on this sub, it's difficult. Because if the seniors of sub are behaving this way, and the subordinates, not just COVID, because I should think and I suspect that some of the ill-disciplined actions are done by the leadership with the subordinates, and they are copying what their seniors are doing. Moreover, when we came across a statement by the national commissioner saying that your silence is deafening, it's deafening. And it prompted Mbekela to say, why can't we issue a statement in the papers right now? And the other unidentified female said, we must just give Makhale a mandate to speak on behalf of all of us. And we have Makhale. Makhale is also not coming out to state that so-and-so gave me a mandate to do 1, 2, 3. And therefore, I should think, even according to my perception, the provincial commissioners and all those who took part in this, they are doing, including Makhale, they are doing it under pressure because they want you to stay in their jobs. The big mama was putting pressure on them, even though I don't have tangible facts or tangible evidence. But according to my understanding, something was just cooking in the Dutch pot that forced people to say things they know deep down it is not true.
No, because I think it's quite interesting. Remember, there was a 14-day delay in the collation of that first statement, not the one we're referring now, the one who was good, and in the issue of it, 14 days. But what is quite positive, I think, on the one hand, is a lot of the senior divisional commissioners, and one he didn't sign it. And that I think, is quite good. So your experience, people who know SAPS, who knows the rules, who knows the standing order, who knows the issue of civilian oversight, who knows what when you're crossing the line, they didn't sign that. And that's very positive. So there's also a lot of women and men in Wachters who knows what actually should be the rules of the game. And I think that is probably the positive thing if you analyze this thing. Honorable Ramatlakwane, Honorable Bailey, and Honorable Mklongo.
No, Chair, the one most point that has been repeated with passion by Makhale and the others is this mutiny thing, that there was this mutiny of this problem. Now we had to do something very quickly. They need, but they don't issue statements. Whilst in their what occupied their worry was that there was a confusion, members didn't want to work, there was reluctancy. They had as management to impose and issue a statement. But here they don't issue a statement when they're at the end of the meeting. They issue a statement only 14 days later to coincide with the delivery, hand delivery of the response to the President by the National Commission, which is confirms another story, that the, it was actually a escape of the making this mutiny as an issue, but the issue wasn't that. This was is being revealed by the action. The action speaks to that.
Bailey?
Honorable Shlomo, sorry. No, I think I agree with the observation, but upon experienced police officers, not necessarily playing a leading role in this, but if you consider comments by one of the generals saying, where was the Justice Parliament, where was the civil servants, all this, it means they had it from some of us here. Yeah. And then, definitely I must be very honest, I feel very much numb. Because if the POC is a top overall management or commanding structure of our country, doesn't that mean this simple chief politics of this particular day, I can tell you. That is just a crisis for the country. Because the statement that says, where was Judge Balaam, where were all these people, that they are meant, they are casting allegations to say, the good men and women who don't want to be part of this, they are attracted to their own conservatorial role and all that, which means they must silence that all material costs. For them to be forced coerced to draw the line of doing adjustment. And lastly, you don't get, I hear you, Jefferson, sometimes say, maybe this was not a POC, but once a meeting is recorded, there is a secretary for each and every structure. And even the fact that we have got transcripts, it tells you that this is an official meeting at a high level. But now, the response is something that I wasn't part of that meeting, but earlier presentation by General Mokale, it proved very clear what the Honorable Mabija has been writing. Several of us, who came to instruct you to issue a statement? The men could not, but in their own meeting, the instruction comes, Mokale must speak on our behalf. No, he's not part of it. But now, what is Mokale protecting? By him not actually diverting that General Ronald so came and implemented this. Who is he protecting? At the end of the day, where is going to? Because this emanates from an official meeting of people who must actually ensure that security, in fact, some of the things they are discussing ought to be unclassified because these things are sitting at the top of security of our country. But if you look at the content, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's just a game play whereby you can go and wake up from your house without even getting a practical. I would expect the old teacher person to say, where are the gaps in case at hand? Where are the gaps in modern case? Divisional commissioners at the national level must come in to say, this is what we are expecting. Instead, if you look at this, this is a joke. In fact, whether that this committee can actually allow this so-called BOC to continue, it remains to be seen. This thing has got no managerial responsibility in it. It is just part of the parcel of creation of crisis in our country when it comes to the security. Look even the understanding of Operation VL. There is no one directly responsible to say, as a commander responsible, this is what the legislative framework is expecting of us to achieve. This is what the plan we are putting in place at the national level for you at the provincial level to implement. If there is a talking status and all this, as if these people are not even part of the collective criminal justice system, they ask themselves the question, with the people who were arrested, but have they been criminal? What is it? Now, can you guys all have senior managers within the police structure? Because even only if they see a break within
either the prosecution or whatever, they need to be saying, we have done our part. We want assistance from maybe the portfolio committee or whatever, or maybe even the president of the republic or the administration. But instead you can see that this is just like a club of children who are without brains, if I may put it. Thank you very much.
The use of the word mutiny, in my view, it was meant to target us. Because as far as I remember, none of us made mention of the word mutiny. But they kept on bringing it in to target us. Thank you.
Chair, on page 43, on line number 22 and downwards to 25, the General Mukhale confirms his role, that is, he has an advisor to the, he works for and is advisor to the National Commissioner on matters of communication. So the picture is becoming much clearer in terms of his role and the close proximity of instructions insofar as the media issues is concerned. That's on that, that we need to flag that going forward.
Thank you for that. The question is in House 42, 43. Right, we can go to page 44. That is input from members. Also page 45. Honourable Ben.
Firstly, I'm just going to take us quickly back to page 42. This is just to underscore the point that this statement was issued incorrectly on a number of fronts. Line 10, basically to line 18, is Mr. Mukhale saying that he received an email from General Scholem, indicating his comfort with the statement. I'm assuming that this is sometime on the 12th of August, on the day of our committee meeting, and asking the question whether the statement was prepared, had been given to him, and if he had taken care to ensure that each and every provincial commissioner, as members of the BOC, as well as the two national deputy commissioners, confirmed with him that indeed they have seen the statement and were happy with it. At the end of the 12th of August, Mr. Mukhale was aware that General Lethembe was not comfortable with the statement because he had received the SMS. And from what I can make out, this was confirmed in an email that was circulated to the Board of Commissioners on the 13th, the next day. But by this point, the statement has been issued. So it's just to underscore the point that Mr. Mukhale issued the statement fully aware that General Lethembe was not comfortable with it. As I see now from page 42, line 10 to 18, being aware that General Sithole has requested him to confirm that all the provincial commissioners had seen it and were happy with it. So there was a violation of that.
That's quite confusing. Thank you for that input. Members, that's 40. We're back to 44 and 45. That is input by members. Then 46 and 47 is also input from members. Same applies to 48 and 49. And 51 as well is input from members. Then we again have General Mukhale on page 52 on line 5.
Thank you, Shatafin. In line 10, Mukhale was misleading the portfolio committee because in number 10, he doesn't remember what was the time, the meeting, and when he was asked who invited him, he said he just followed them. But at first, he said they invited him to that BOC meeting. And now, he said he can't remember. When he was asked about them, he knew what time the meeting was, he don't know. He only said there was a quite lot of activities. So he misled the portfolio committee. He was lying to us. Thank you.
Sure. Following that, again we see General Mukhale that confirming that earlier on he said he wasn't really part of this. Now in line 21 there from 20, he actually confirmed that he went there to listen to the discussion of this discussion that and the end product of it was a statement or a listing of the statement. And he makes the point, he tries that that's the information that he has at his disposal and it has been explicitly. There are things that he select to know and action that he has taken. In this one, he can confirm that he wanted to know what was discussed in that meeting. But in some one, he says, no, I was not there. I just found them in a bottle.
Because if you look at the attendance register of who was good, that's quite interesting. They give the positions of the members and under 16 of communication. It looks like a good format that they use for every meeting, unless there is a special meeting. But it's mainly there with this title of communications. So the assumption is he usually attends those meetings as part of his normal duties. Anything else on 52? Page 53. In 54,
55, Honorable Ramadan. I think General Mukhal confirms your point that in fact he is a senior manager of the OSEP and therefore is expected to be part of those meetings. So that's what we have in front of contenders, but the basicness of answering the question when it comes to the issue of the statement suggests he's not a member, but here he's confirmed the membership.
That's correct. Then page 53, we dealt with that. 54, 55 is comments from members. And then we've got a continuation on page 56, line 7.
Again, when you read from line 7-6, the general confirms what Honorable Mabitsa alluded to earlier on, that there was no planned BOC meeting. So the story was that there was a BOC meeting afterwards. It's for him, it wasn't. There wasn't any. So it's just simply a creation that there was any kind of formal BOC meeting. Now, the question that we were worried about was from taking from his mouth, right? What are we listening to? Where is this meeting? Where was this decision taken? What type of meeting was this? Which he basically said there was no formal meeting like that. So I think it's a matter that we need to flag in testing whether he was lying
because he maybe his content is that he called a liar in this committee, but he's not, he's truthful. But some of the things here that he says leaves much to desire for that.
Yeah, number 15. In number 7, he said there was no POC in Dublin for that day. But in number 15, he said he was waiting for direction from the POC. Which POC? Because there was no POC in Kenya. Thank you.
Just a parting shot on the minutes. Maybe the secretariat and the content advisor could, in the next meeting, help us to understand this term that is used interchangeably. Is it BOC? Is it BOC when it's constituted, meaning there's a meeting convened and people are sitting in it? Or can it be referred to loosely by people walking down up and down here as a commissioner representing a Limpopo to characterize as a BOC? And so that we can just draw a line. Because interchangeably here, individual commissioners that came here decided they are called BOC when they're actually not. My understanding would be a BOC is a structure that is. And it's got meeting and it's in a set agenda. When people are invited here for provinces, they come as provincial commissioner of provinces, not necessarily in the capacity of a VOC. Otherwise, they can't simply just constitute a VOC on the street, like this coming here and just a VOC. If they can help us just to understand that definition clearly, so that when we make the determination, we can then make the proper determination.
Thank you for that. We will get that. Yeah, if we maybe can get to that meeting that was held at Makubas Kloof, I think there is the agenda and the minutes and the attendance list. Now the heading is Board of Commissioners. That's on the first page. And then we get the agenda. That indicates that the meeting was chaired by the National Commissioner on the first day. And then on page 3, under section 5, you see there is an item called Farlam Commission Report. And the item is under the name of the NASCOM and Lieutenant General Mwela. Honourable Pamula.
Thank you, Chairperson. If you remember on that day when we were having a meeting, we asked them about the agenda. And we asked them that was the Farlam Commission in the agenda. All of them, they say they don't remember. We don't remember. It was not. It just came out from our discussion. Whereas when you see 5.4 here, it's Farlam Commission, which means they were lying to us. They were protecting someone.
Yes, so we've got then the agenda here. It's a four-page document. And we also see closing remarks by the National Commission. Secretariat. for the DOC. It's reflected there. On it too. But it's confirmed there was an item called Foreign Commission Report, and it was under the name of the NASCO and Lieutenant General Nigula. If we go to the attendance list that also included? Let's go to the attendance list. Yes, Honourable Mabija.
You know, understanding the, all what has happened here, you even doubt if this are genuine or original minutes. It gives doubt. Everything is just a simple day and so. I just said that I need to say this because I don't know how to explain it, but I should think what the death suffices, the gist of my understanding.
I think we take note of that. We take note of that. Let us go maybe to the minutes first before we go to the attendance list. Official minutes. And then the next sentence says, noted that in that National Commission is concerned regarding issues of conflict during the discussion of the matter. The Provincial Commission is agreed to meet during lunch to discuss the matter further, as well as to engage corporate communications to assist. Yeah, during lunch. So remember, this is the extract from the minutes. Any member wants to come in on this?
Just to the starting point for me, what we don't know was this lengthy discussion that ensued. It's not reflected in the minutes. Now, if the lengthy discussion that took place, the deliberation, including the negative aspect of it, it's not recorded. I guess it will be on the recording equipment. We'll be able to access it in the recording equipment if that is available. Because the sentence is summarized, they don't want to say a lot on around this issue, but the tape can tell us what. And then, which suggests to me that in that discussion, there was some disagreement as to how these matters should be handled. And the NASCO was even concerned that this conflict that emerged out of their discussion, out of the disagreement, has to be taken offline. Take it offline, let's try and resolve it offline so that we can be united going forward. This conflict is also not explained. What was the conflict? But for me, the telling one is the corporate communication to assist. That now that there is this issue, because the catchphrase and the umbrella of this discussion is a negative media report. Now, I don't know whether we have been able to chair to do the research in terms of the media. To understand, because this is based on the media reports, the negative media reports, but you can then say, indeed, there were media reports that were negative that received attention, and these, the negative, they written it. In order for us to be able to flag, I think we need to flag that issue as we go forward for the discussion, because this idea must be tested too. Because the only thing I remember that was negative, that could have been construed as negative, is the letter. The decision was, remember the president made an announcement about how to handle the Coroner's Commission. And in that, the police would have to go through, there's going to be investigation, further investigation, and that there is going to be an issue about testing the ability of the National Commissioner. It was a statement made by the state president about what is going to this office is going to do or government is going to do to address this particular issue. Now, either this negative is that has been written here is nicely covered, and the direction of this negative, in my view, is that what came out of the statement from the president. Because there was nothing else until the president issued a particular statement, and this is what we're going to do. And therefore, after that, the letter of to the National Commissioner was issued. So that is why I'm more and more leaning towards the negative. Actually, this meeting ended up discussing how to respond to government, how to respond to the president, negative statement about what is he going to do about Talent Commission. He says that it's going to be criminal investigation against the police who has done this. So this is going to be negative. We have to take action, we have to cover, we have to make sure, we have to support this, we have to do all these things. So for me, it was nothing, the discussion of administrative was more gravitating towards taking a political stand by the so-called board of the VOC that met on that particular day. And therefore, if we were to get the records of what was actually discussed, we confirm that this, there was nothing like that. And there wasn't, that's my view,
on this short two-page minutes of two-day meeting that is taking place on this particular question. Thank you, sir.
Honourable Bachi and then Honourable.
Thank you, Chairperson. My point on this is they forced to agree to meet during lunch because they didn't want to be recorded. And they were aware that we were defending views. And their worry was they wanted to come out as a collective. That was a particular person. Whereas he moved, it was not the truth. So that is why they chose this lunch break to engage during that time. Thank you.
Is Honor Schlumpf and then Honor Bija?
No, Chairperson. It's just one small observation that I wanted to make. If you consider the agenda items for this so-called meeting, it's a very, very long agenda. As you know, all these things. But if you go to the so-called meeting, because this is not a minute, one can just sit. Because if you say this is a minute, it will be a misrepresentation of facts, because I don't even know whether you can call it a resolution, because it's not necessarily a resolution, because if it was a resolution, it would actually then touch on all these agenda items to say, on this is not a result. Now, to me, I think it possibly after the first meeting that we held here, and also inquiring from these people who live in, somebody just crafted this for convenience, because you cannot refer to this thing as a minute of that particular. You know, it's not only with the opening and welcome by the National Commission. And then it will shoot straight to Parliament Commission, leaving all these other items that ought to have been discussed. Two, if it was a meeting, it will tell you that the first meeting of the 15th attends on such a time. And the meeting of the 16th, the proceedings. And you are correct to say, they bring the attendance register of the same 15th unamended entries. It does not, now, that is why I am saying, if POC is actually a recognized legal body, in their next meetings, if you take this minute, what can provincial commissioners use as a point of reference to refresh or remind themselves of the decisions taken in the so-called POC? So in my view, this is just nothing but criminality exercised by senior police officers who ought to be protecting the citizens of this country. Nothing, you cannot have a minute like this. This is not a minute. Clearly, if my mind works very well, after the meeting that we had here, somebody has decided to hold this in order to look like a minute, but this is not a minute. Our meetings that we had yesterday and today, the attendance register of today is not like the attendance register of yesterday. And that the content of today are clearly recorded from the beginning you opened this meeting till the time you will conclude this meeting. Just like yesterday. Now, if you come up with this and you call it a resolution, it's not even a resolution. It doesn't give any strategic direction to police to say, on all matters that are stated here, this is what the result done. This was just meant to make this committee just look like fools, a committee of fools. If you look at this thing.
Yeah, I think on that point, we will write to the acting national commissioner today. We want the attendance register of the 15th of July. We want the electronic footprint of the computer on which this list set was better. We want it. Before Friday, we want it. Yes, on the ball, Rabija.
Thank you, Chief Pastor. You know, this thing is really getting more deeper, and it confuses some of us, because if you check on the procedural matters, that is opening and welcoming under the net opening remarks. Marinette opened the meeting by reading the scripture. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And this has got a lot of meaning, because these days people use the Bible whether they are doing something else. So it is there, it's okay, but I don't think it is the reason of reading this is not the same as what it means biblically. And the way, since we started with this thing, the way the staff leadership is treating us, it's like they undermine our intelligence. Because there's one thing that I'm certain of: money is the root of all the evil. And if maybe they are being paid salaries that are times three compared to us, then they think they can fool us, they can undermine us, because they earn too much above ours, and they can toss us around. This is just what is just coming into my mind. And if I'm not correct, I'm subject to correction. But the way we are being treated, psychologically, like, it's like we are very fools, like the fellow says.
The stem of this mess, if you read closely, it's also point on Mushrongu raised. Says, noted that the map comes concerned regarding issues of conflict during the discussion of the map. It is on page 18, the second paragraph on the bottom. Now, issues of conflict, it's not issues of conflicting. So it was wrongly quoted, you know, for purposes of this mess. Furthermore, I'm absolutely agreeing in terms of good governance. If this is a major issue, an issue of policy where you must communicate with the members, you will not say, well, let's discuss it under lunch. You will resolve what will be the actual contents of that communication, and it will be reflected in the minutes. It won't be a lunchtime discussion somewhere in a corner. But that is not in line with good governance. That is not in line with what you expect from organization at that level. So that also reflects on corporate governance, and we will flag this as well. Honorable Mulabats.
Also, how big will that table be where all the people be seated for lunch?
Honorable Robert Lakani,
Honorable well, it makes the material difference as well. The minutes that we have, or the summarized version of the minutes, is it a formal approved minutes, or it remains a draft minutes of that meeting? Is that minutes being accepted by those who were part of that meeting that it reflects what we have discussed in detail, or are we given a draft minutes still to be adopted at some later meeting of the VOC? I think we'll have to know that, because he didn't explain what we have, whether we have the actual or the still the draft in towards the actual minutes that are going to be finalized.
No, I think that is maybe issue three, that we will ask the acting national commissioner to get confirmation whether this is the actual adopted minutes. Thank you. Honourable Markey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope you understand that I can't participate. I wasn't today through all this process. But just for my understanding, the inquiry under Rule 201 of the National Assembly, I understand it's under the functions. But just for my clarity, we have got the right to investigate, inquire, do all of those things. But I don't see anywhere where they put the type of sanctions that we can do as the portfolio committee. And so then I get a bit lost. After the whole process, what are we going to do? If a person lied, that is an offense dealt with maybe by a court of law or so. But in any way, I just the overall understanding, because I definitely can comment because it will need the facial expression of the person who was saying this and so on. But I'm sorry to take you back, just an overall understanding. Thank you, sir.
Yes, you're welcome, Honourable Mark. Maybe just indicate, remember, when we started the process, it is, in terms of Rule 201, but of course we're going to do deliberations when we come to the president. In the end, we will come with findings and recommendations. Of course, we can't, in terms of what is before us, initiate sanctions, but we, of course, can make recommendations to the executive authority. So that will be the route. If we collide, of course, there's the Powers and Privileges Act, but we will have to get advice on that as well, you know, whether that route will be taken up. But I mean, in terms of our process, at the end of the day, we will go with recommendations to the House, you know, indicating certain, you know, recommendations from our side based on the findings. So that will be the ultimate route. Right, Dennis, we are still busy with the minutes. Anything else on minutes? I think we take note of that, as well as the relevant material. Yeah, at this stage, yeah, I think at this stage, is there anything else on the minutes, the tenders register, and the extract? Right. Members, we will then resume our activities 9 o'clock on Wednesday, when we will start with the Nogbaas Group meeting transcripts. So, but I think the material issue is the Secretariat will have to get us those details in terms of the speakers in the transcript. We will also need the original news statement of, I think it's Brigadier Naidoo in July, on the police approach to Marikana, because we've got the extract, but I mean we need the proper one. And of course then there's 3 requests to the acting national commissioner that I think the Secretariat will ask on it this afternoon. We get those additional information. So we will proceed, but Honourable Malabati.
On this issue of the lunch thing, when we're discussing during lunch, let us look at it, because there were many, and definitely there can be there is table for everybody. My issue is, maybe it was just a few who were selected to come and discuss fair during lunch. Let us also follow that one. Who was at this lunch discussion?
No, I mean, the issue we may consider, but again, the big issue is the corporate governance. If you deal with a very important issue at national level, that must be discussed in the formal forum. There must be formal resolutions on it. You don't deal it, you know, you don't relegate it to somewhere else. That doesn't work like that. It's not done. But thank you very much, members, for your participation this morning. I know there's a 2 o'clock appointment there, so I want to release members before 1 o'clock. So give them time also to have lunch and so on. So thank you very much, members. We will resume the next Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the same venue. But we will be in a better venue. I think the venue is on the Z list. Thank you very much.